nobody in Philadelphia at the Democratic convention or nobody in Cleveland at the Republican convention last week was talking about what's going on with harbors in Petersburg, Alaska. They were talking about stuff that is, I guess it's important in the bigger scheme of things, but at the end of the day, so much of what I do to represent you in Washington is the things that don't make the national news. Let's talk about GE salmon first. You use the proper term, genetically engineered salmon. It makes it sound acceptable because, you know, we're in such a high-tech world. So I usually just call it frankenfish and usually scowl and sneer when I say it. They tell us, you don't need to worry about this fish escaping. You don't need to worry. We're going to make sure that they're sterile. You don't need to worry. You don't need to worry. I worry. I worry and I will worry until we have absolutely shut it off and killed it. When they say, well, this is going to help with American jobs, they forget to tell you that, well, the eggs will be coming out of Nova Scotia and they will be raised in pens in Panama. So last I checked, Nova Scotia nor Panama were part of the United States, so I'm not quite sure where we get the American jobs there.
Is there some real feasibility and some potential for helping small communities develop from tidal, or for that matter, you can also touch on more hydro things. We know they're desperately expensive, but it seems like tidal is something that we should have been moving earlier on.
Well, I happen to think that tidal, marine hydrokinetic, ocean energy, this is exciting stuff for a state like Alaska, and particularly small coastal communities that far too many of them are still reliant on diesel. Another piece that we have in the energy bill that impacts us down here in Southeast is the support for hydropower. We still, in our federal policies, do not recognize hydropower as a renewable energy resource. We changed that in that, and by changing that, we also allow hydro to be the beneficiary of some of the renewable energy tax credits. Right now, we have a relicensing that is going on around the country with all of our hydro. And we're not talking Bonneville Power Hydro. We're talking about, you know, Tyee. We're talking about Mahoney. Do you realize that on average, it takes 10 years and up to $50 million to re-license a hydro facility? An existing facility, we're not talking about doing anything new. Not doing anything new. So we've got a very considered look at how we deal with hydropower.
So I have a question that ties, or just a comment that ties into the cost of living point that you made. I'm on the Borough Assembly. We're very concerned about reauthorization of secure road schools, particularly in this Alaska economic climate.
As you know, secure rural schools has just been a panic attack every year, and right now it's on the glide path out. It's been on the glide path out for a while. Our fight is a difficult one with secure rural schools.
My only other comment, and this is a personal one, is I wish that there was a special provision in that highway bill for transportation that's water-based, because what happens is all of that funding goes toward roads in Alaska, and our scenic byway, that is our lifeblood and our lifeline, gets shortchanged.
We have funding in the highway bill for ferries, but as I was explaining to somebody earlier, it will help you with your infrastructure, but operation and maintenance, you know, nothing. Far too many Alaskans, of the 720,000 Alaskans that call this place home now, have never been to Southeast, have no idea what the Alaska Marine Highway System is. They don't, when we talk about ferries, they think it's pixie dust. They don't know. And so when your legislators are advocating for more support, they get kind of this blank look like, Yeah, why are we funding the cruise lines? And so this is something